Soros, EU taxpayer-funded NGOs lobby Brussels for total open borders. By Virginia Hale on May 23, 2019. Brussels needs a courageous migration policy which opens Europe's borders to everyone fleeing wars, climate change, and poverty, say international experts funded by EU taxpayers and globalist billionaire George Soros. At a forum discussion titled Europe and Migration, Where Do We Draw the Border?, a panel of what were described as politically independent representatives from established and respected international human rights organizations concluded that the bloc must dismantle all immigration controls in order to respect the rights of illegal immigrants. Organized by the Center for Peace Studies, CMS, in Zagreb, panelists from the Croatian NGO, Amnesty International, and Human Rights Watch, HRW, all of which are funded by Soros's grant-making foundation, as well as the European Council on Refugees and Exiles, spoke on the current state of migration policy in Europe and on changes open borders NGOs expect from EU decision-makers, reported local media. Representatives from the CMS, which is funded by European taxpayers through the European Commission and the EU Agency for Fundamental Rights, said they were hoping to see Brussels bring an end to violent protection of the Croatian border. Last year, Breitbart London highlighted how open borders activists from the CMS's Welcome Initiative had been threatening Croatian police officers over their defending the border in the face of attacks from third world migrants, the majority of whom were equipped with knives, according to Austrian intelligence. The group demanded officers either refuse to carry out orders related to securing the country's frontiers or else face increasing pressure from foreign NGOs, and the subsequent scrutiny that would follow from global media outlets and the so-called international community. Brussels must also offer safe and legal migration routes for anyone seeking security in the EU, to restrict the powers of immigration control agencies in Europe and to establish an independent mechanism to control conduct on borders, said Yulia Kronjats of the CMS. Authorities near the Bosnia-Croatia border have increasingly struggled to cope with militant behavior and violence following the arrival of thousands of asylum seekers, 80-85% of whom are economic migrants and not people who need international protection, a UN Migration Agency/International Organization for Migration, IOM, spokesman said in December.